I'm an angel, 8 years old to be exact. I have a crooked nose and tiny wings. I like them because they make me a little bit different than everyone else, and that makes me special. I know I'm a special angel for other reasons too, because I'm the only angel my age who has a human friend. She's like me, 8. Where she lives, it's almost springtime, and the flowers in her mother's garden are poking their heads up through the snow. But she's sad. At first, I thought it was because she couldn't see her own wings. But I learned the other day, it's because her best friend moved away, and she doesn't know who to love anymore. She's what adults call lonely. But I'm a young angel with a big heart and tiny wings, and I know how to love. So I went to visit her before bedtime the other night as she sat at her window looking out at winter's end. She smiled as I danced and sang my song, and she giggled, hiding her face in her hands. When I threw myself into the snow and wrapped my wings, and when I got up, there was a picture of me left behind in the snow. And I felt happy because the little girl had laughed. And I felt happy because she could see love like a picture in the snow.
Sweet child, I say. Here at dawn from the rock of my old age. Sweet children. What do we do when the snow melts? When love remains, although love's imprint is gone. Once upon a time, I told you I couldn't see my wings, not because they weren't there, but because in seeking light, I had forgotten how to give it. The energy of generosity, of compassion, of love is circular. Inside, we know no differently. Look and see. Hear and listen. Touch and feel. Each of us inside, a child in the garden, a flower pushing through the pavement, an angel in the snow. Go.